$11,292, Gregory and Rita Stevens, south of Road 284, Mulberry Knoll Road, and being south of East Lane, which is 1,800 feet south of state maintenance of Mulberry Knoll Road and Bayshore Drive, and also being lots 6 and 7 Bayshore Hills. Tax map ID is District 334, map 18, parcel 49.01. A variance from the front yard and rear yard setback requirements.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Greg Stevens. Address is 21508 East Lane, Lewis, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Sir.
My name is Greg Stevens. I'm the co-owner of the parcel in question for this variance. This request is actually a renewal of a variance that was granted in 2007 for this property and an adjacent property at that time. There were two parcels on East Lane that received the variances. I acted on one of the variances within the one-year time limit. This was the second parcel that, because of the economic conditions, we weren't able to do anything with it at that time. By way of a little background, both of the parcels were purchased in 2003. There were actually four separate parcels when I purchased them in 2003, and I consolidated the four parcels into two in 2005. Because I felt that the four parcels were really too small to do a good job with sewer treatment, the on-site septic system. So I thought we reduced the potential impacts on the property by taking the four parcels down to two. And like I said, we received variances for the front yard and rear yard setbacks in 2005 on both of those parcels. So today, the second parcel, which is called lot 6 and 7 because it used to be 2. I would like to request a renewal or an extension of the variance that was originally granted in 2007 because we still need the variance for the parcel to be buildable. Basically, this lot is generally wide, but it's very shallow. It fronts on Love Creek, and there's been a lot of migration of the shoreline over the years, so that actually between 1989, when the original house was built next door, we've lost up to 18 feet of shoreline. I've subsequently added riprap to stabilize it, and but the long and short of it is the property is basically 70 to 75 feet deep up to the wetland line, which means that if I have a 30-foot front yard setback and a 20-foot rear yard setback, the house can only be 20 to 25 feet deep. So it's a unique situation. And like I said, the variance was granted in 2007. What I've also done since that time is I filed an application with the Army Corps of Engineers to actually change the wetland line on the property to coincide with a 10-foot rear yard setback. We actually got them to reduce the wetlands in that area by 1,375 square feet. It's roughly 0.03 of an acre. I've added wetlands to compensate for that. So the permits are in place with the Army Corps to that will basically dovetail nicely with the request that I have before the board tonight. So in closing, I submitted an application package, and there's a three-page letter in there, which I believe demonstrates that I comply with the standards for granting the variances, unique property, and again, primarily because of the migration of the shoreline, environmentally sensitive issues, which we're trying to minimize the impact on, and request that a variance be granted on this property tonight.
Okay. Excuse me. Are there any questions from members of the board? Is that for you, Mr. Rickards?
No.
Mr. Workman?
So you had about 18 feet you lost from that first variance?
Correct. No, not since the first variance. that was part of the reason why we got the first variance. That happened since 1989.
Okay.
When the house was a house on the other parcel was originally built.
Okay.
Mr. Hudson.
So when did you purchase the property?
In 2003.
2003. So correct. How much what was the migration to the shoreline in 2003?
It's probably half of that. I submitted a site plan with the application package, which basically actually traces out the shoreline as it existed in 1989, as it existed in 2003 when I bought it, and as of 2007 when I asked for that last variance.
Did you purchase it in 89 or 2003?
I purchased it in 2003.
Okay. Okay, so how much property did you have to the shoreline in 2003?
How much did I add to the shoreline?
How far was your property from the shoreline? Or you said the shoreline had migrated since 1989 by 18 feet?
Correct. And I said, basically, if you trace it from 2003, the impact is about half of that in the last 10 years.
9 feet?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
So that figure is 75 feet deep?
To the wetland line, yes.
Mr. Mills?
Proposed dwelling has a 2,400 square foot footprint, approximately?
Correct.
No other questions.
Excuse me, hearing no other questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,292 for the following reasons. I believe the applicant has addressed the standard for granting a variance and also the fact that the reduction of the backyard into the shoreline has been the same, and that's what you asked for last time also.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah. Conditions are precisely the same.
Precisely
as
the same, and nothing has changed from what I understand.
Correct.
And you submitted that the last time you were here.
Correct.
Okay, and that is the uniqueness of the property, the 75-foot deep figure that he has to work with, and a variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The unnecessary hardship has not been created by you. It seems like Mother Nature has taken some hand in there. The variance will not alter central character of the neighborhood, and the request of the variance is minimum that will afford relief. And I believe the variance represents the least modification possible for the regulation in use.
Okay, I have a second to that motion.
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,292. Okay, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reasons that were stated.
And aye, Mr. Calloway, for those reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,292 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.